Repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Namaiva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva Nastyeva Steva Gatir Anyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are studying the Bhagavad Gita as it is. We are currently in chapter 11, which tells me very good, because we began from the very first chapter and we've made our way all the way here to chapter 11. Chapter 11 is entitled The Universal Form, and we're beginning now Arjuna's first set of prayers. In this chapter, Arjuna offers two different sets of prayers. So text 15 is the beginning of the first. And when you're ready, everybody say, Nitananda. Very good. Arjuna Uvacha. Pasyami Devang Stava Deva Dehe. Sarvang Sata Bhuta Vishesha Sanghan. Brahmana Misham Kamalasanastam. Rishings Chasaravan Urugangs Chadivyan. Let's do the word for word synonyms. Please repeat. Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna said, Pasyami, I see, Devan, all the demigods, Tava, your, Deva, O Lord, Dehe, in the body, Saravan, all, Tata, also, Bhuta, living entities, Vishesha Sangan, specifically assembled. Brahmanam, Lord Brahma. Isham, Lord Shiva. Kamala Asanastam, sitting on the lotus flower. Rasheen, great sages. Cha, also. Saravan, all. Urugan, serpents, cha, also, divyan, divine. Please repeat. Arjuna said, my dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all the sages and divine serpents. Purport. Arjuna sees everything in the universe. Therefore, he sees Brahma, who is the first creature in the universe, and the celestial serpent upon which the Garbhodakashayi Vishnu lies in the lower regions of the universe. This snake bed is called Vasuki. There are also other snakes known as Vasuki. Arjuna can see from the Garbhodakashayi Vishnu up to the topmost part of the universe on the lotus flower planet, where Brahma, the first creature of the universe, resides. That means that from the beginning to the end, everything could be seen by Arjuna, who was sitting in one place on his chariot. This was possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. So I have a question, and I'm going to ask Sri Devi, what characteristic or what potency, as it says here, this was made possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So what potency is that Prabhupada is referring to? If everything was possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord, what is that grace or what is that potency? Do you know? Do you know? That would be a good answer. I never thought of that. That yes, Krishna gave him the divine eyes to see. Very good. That's even something I did. You get two dings. Very good, Nimai Charan. All right, that's a good answer, Dr. Radhakrishna.
What is the question?
The question is, it says here, Arjuna was sitting in one place on his chariot. He could see everything. This was possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord Krishna. There's a, what I'm looking for, there's a certain aspect of Krishna that enables this to happen. Does anybody? No, nobody's got it? Okay, yes? Yes, what I'm looking for is Achintya Shakti, Krishna's inconceivable potency. That Krishna can do anything and everything which is inconceivable. You don't know how he can do it, but he's able to do it. Anyway, I'm very impressed with all of your responses. Shall we move on to text number 16? Very good. Let's go. Text number 16. Aneka bahudara vatra netram. Pasyami tvam sarvatonanta rupam. Nantang namadyang napunastavadhim. Pasyami Vishveshvara Vishvarupa. Please repeat. Aneka, many. Bahu, arms. Udara, bellies. Vaktra, mouths. Netram, eyes. Pasyami, I see. Tvam, you. Saravata, on all sides. Ananta rupam, unlimited form. Na antam, no end. Na madhyam, no middle. Na punaha, nor again. Tava, your. Adim, beginning. Pasyami, I see. Vishva Ishvaraha, O Lord of the universe. Vishva Rupa, in the form of the universe. Translation, please repeat. O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many, many arms, bellies, mouths, and eyes, expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle, and no beginning. When I read this particular verse, and when we were going over the word for words, it reminds me of two leelas of Krishna. One is the Putana, because there's a description of something like this when Shukadeva Goswami is describing how Putana could not understand that she was taking on her lap the purse. She thought, what was Putana thinking when she took Krishna on the lap? What was Putana thinking? Huh? She is going to kill him. But she didn't know that this little baby was going to kill her instead. Actually, all the demons thought like that. All the demons thought, we will kill Krishna. But it was just the other way around. And also, another pastime where this comes into play, I'll let you. What other pastime would you say the devotee understands there's no middle, no end, no beginning to Krishna? Yes. What did she see in Krishna's mouth? Besides with that, what else did she see? Herself and Krishna. There's another pastime. Right after that, Damodar Leela. Yes, because, right? She got all the rope, but still, two fingers too short. And I was explaining the other day in New Dwarka, even if she had gotten all the rope in the world, it still would have been two fingers too short, because Krishna was showing, there's no middle, no end, no beginning to me. Only when I agree can you capture me, you see. Okay? Let's go to Prabhupada's purport. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is unlimited. Thus, through Him, everything could be seen. What's the name of Krishna? Which means He is unlimited?
Ananta.
Yes. Everybody say again?
Ananta.
All right. Text number 17. Glad to see we have a nice gathering this evening. I'm very happy to see the Shaw family becoming a regular club member of Club Nirantara and Kundan Loka. Very good. Krishna Kumar. All right. Jai. And I'm very happy that you came with the two boys, even though your husband is away on duty. Still you come. We're very happy about that. Yes, Prabhu, you have something?
Nakul and Sahadev.
Yes, Nakul and Sahadev. Or sometimes you call them the Kumar brothers. Okay, please chant after me. Kiritinang gadinang chakrinang cha. Tejo rashing saravato deepti mantam. Pashyami tvam durni riksham samantad. Deeptana larka dutam aprameyam. Please repeat. Kiritinam.
Kiritinam.
With helmets.
With helmets.
Gadinam.
Gadinam.
With maces.
With maces.
Chakrinam.
Chakrinam.
With discs.
With discs.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Teja Rashim,
Teja Rashim,
effulgence,
effulgence,
Saravatak,
Saravataha,
on all sides,
sides.
Dipti Mantam,
Dipti Mantam,
glowing,
glowing.
Pashyami,
Pashyami,
I see,
see.
Tvam,
you,
Durni Riksham,
Riksham,
difficult to see,
see.
Samantat,
Samantat,
everywhere,
everywhere.
Dipta Anala, blazing fire,
blazing fire.
Araka,
Araka
of the sun.
Of the sun.
So there's that. Now this gives me another transcendental idea. There's this gas station, Arco. So now I'm going to call it Arca. And think in terms of transcendental vision. Next word, Dutim, the sunshine. Aprameyam, immeasurable.
Immeasurable.
Question. Let's see if you have your Bhagavad Gita caps on. There is something else which is compared to sunshine, which can also be said is immeasurable, according to Bhagavad Gita. What would that be? What? What kind of knowledge? Yes, of course, because not material. But that was good. I'll give you that. There's another thing. Very early in the Bhagavad Gita, something can be compared to sunshine and is also immeasurable. What's that? Krishna's mercy? Yes? The soul, isn't the soul compared to sunshine? And don't we read that the soul is immeasurable in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Yes, no. Yes, that's one of the, can't be measured. You can't measure the soul. Even though I know what Bhatuka's thinking. Wait a second, Prabhu. It said that the soul is 1/10,000 the tip of the hair. Anyway, I think also... There it's not compared to the sun, but in chapter 13. But I said sunshine. So I should have said in the Vedas. Because even Lord Chaitanya... Okay, Bengali, what is this Bengali word for sunshine?
Surya Kiran.
Kiran. Kirana, right? So that's the sunshine. When Lord Chaitanya is telling Sanatana Goswami... Jivera Sarupa Hai Krishnera Das. The next verse, he says, just like a molecular particle of sunlight. That's in the very next verse. Right? So, and you've heard me say a billion times, Krishna is compared to the sun, and the living entities are the molecular rays of sunlight. So it's not in the verse, but it would most likely be in the purport. Okay? Today we're going to think. We're going to be thinking transcendentally. And I'm so glad that Rama brought her stock of flowers. Very good. She does her service. And very soon, probably at your next program, Srimati Bharati Joshi will receive her third canto Bhagavatam diploma. She's got the final chapter to do. We're looking forward to that. Very good. Krishna's mercy. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
We're up to 15 devotees online. Everybody say hello to all the devotees online.
Hare Bol.
Very good. And I see that some more guests are coming. This is a surprise I wasn't thinking of. Nimai Charan's exalted mother has come. Yeah. Very nice. And, I don't know if you all know, yes, she has been accepted as a candidate for disciple by His Holiness Giriraj Swami.
Hari Bol.
Wow, very nice. Jai Hari Bol. Everyone please come. And my two surprises are on their way. I can feel it coming. All right, shall we do the translation, boys and girls? Please repeat. Your form is difficult to see.
Form is difficult to see.
Because of its glaring effulgence.
Spreading on all sides.
Like blazing fire.
Blazing fire.
Or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs, and discs. No purport, so we go to text number 18. Tvamaksharang paramang veditavyam. Tvam asya vishvasya parang nidhanam. Tvam avyayashasvata dharma gopta. Sanatanastam purusha mate me.
Sanatanastam purusha mato me.
Word for word. Twam, you, Aksharam, the infallible, Paramam, supreme, Veditavyam, to be understood. Twam, you, Asya, of this, Vishvasya, universe, Param, supreme, Nidhanam, basis, Twam, you, Avyaya, inexhaustible, Shasvata Dharma Gopta, maintainer of the eternal religion. So, when we come to Krishna consciousness, then we are coming to the platform of eternal religion. When we engage in a religious process which is based on material existence, then that is not eternal religion. Eternal religion, it begins when there is the concept of the eternal soul and its relationship with God, and that the soul should render loving service to God. Eternal religion. In the Bhagavatam, in the very second verse, non-eternal religion is rejected. Dharma projita kaitavotra. And this materialistic religion is compared to cheating religion. But Bhagavatam says, no, we're not going to be dealing with materialistic cheating religion. Bhagavatam is dealing with the perfection of religion, as is explained in 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 2. If you know it, say it with me. Who knows 9:2? And you can look it up if you don't know. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, verse number 2. What's that? Raja Vidya Raju Guyam Pavitrang Paramang. Right? What's the rest of it? Idam Uttamam. Next. Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartam. So let's read the translation together, nice and loud.
This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of
religion. Why is it the perfection of religion? Because it gives what? Direct perception of the self by realization. Not theoretical, right? When something is realized, that means it's no longer theoretical. So this aspect is what I very much appreciate about Krishna consciousness. And you've heard me say it a billion times. You can perceive how you are advancing. Otherwise, you wouldn't continue to chant day in, day out, year in. If you weren't seeing some result, you wouldn't continue. I know I wouldn't continue. No way. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to follow some religion that's telling you, all right, you just do all this stuff and you'll get a post-dated check when you die. Mm-mm. I want to get paid now. And that's what Krishna consciousness is. What Lord Chaitanya told Amoga, that if you chant the holy name, Krishna will unfailingly give you his mercy. So you perceive the effects of chanting Hare Krishna. As soon as you chant with sincerity, you feel the effects, the cleansing of the heart. In the first Shikshastakam prayer, there is the seven tongue benefit. First one, cleanse the mirror of the heart. What's the next one? Bhava Mahat, what does that mean?
Forest fire.
What about it? It's extinguished. you get, okay, so the first installment is that the heart is cleansed. You feel good, right? When the heart is cleansed, you'll feel good. Then the next thing, the blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. All right? Cheto darpana marjanam, bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. Third one, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. You see the waxing moon of auspiciousness. Good things start to happen in your life. Such as you get to leave New Jersey and you get a nice home in Southern California. Among other things. So Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. You start to get real transcendental knowledge. You begin. This is why I've always said, and it was my experience, when you're first reading these Vedic scriptures, sometimes you see things and read things, and I don't understand how that is. But as you chant and as you do devotional service, little by little, the realization comes. I've had that all the time. So many times I don't understand something. Then all of a sudden, one day, Krishna said, this is how to see it. This is how to wonder. Oh, now it makes sense. All right? Vidyavadhu Jivanam. What's the next thing? Anandam Buddhivardhanam. You're swimming in an ocean of ecstasy that's increasing. Increasing ocean of ecstasy. Pati padang, you get step after step a taste of the full nectar. Material life, what is that phrase by Vidyapati? Taitala Sakati Vari Bindusama. Is that Vidyapati?
Sounds like it.
Yes. That materialistic life is like a drop of water in the desert. How much water do you need in the desert?
Huge.
Yes. A drop, an eyedrop of water? Torture. No, you want buckets and buckets of water. So Lord Chaitanya says, this chanting of Hare Krishna is the full taste of the nectar for which you are always anxious. People are getting pleasure through materialistic sense gratification. Boy, everybody's bringing flowers. This is great. Fantastic. Prabhupada loved flowers on the altar. Should be lots and lots of flowers. Krishna Kumar, we need some more chairs for our senior citizens. So, this Hare Krishna mantra gives you a full taste of the nectar for which we are. Everyone's looking for that. But Sri Devi, in the Bhagavad Gita, what is the description of material happiness? Do you know how it is described, Sri Devi, in the Bhagavad Gita? Material happiness, how was it described? Was that temporary? Yes. It's temporary. And it's limited also. Not only is it temporary, but it's limited. But there's a different word, ananda, and it was used by Lord Chaitanya. Ananda is not temporary. Ananda is unlimited. All right. So that was a nice diversion. All right, next word in the translation, sanatana. Eternal. Tvam, you, Purusha, the Supreme Personality. Mata, me, this is my opinion. So, who here respects Krishna's opinion? Yes. Why should, Batukji, why should we accept Krishna's opinion. Why? Yes, he's the supreme authority. Exactly. That's why we should... You're not going to get a better opinion. Yes, sir? There's no truth superior to me. Very good. Please repeat. You are the supreme primal objective. You are the ultimate resting place of this universe. You are inexhaustible. And you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion. The personality of Godhead. This is my opinion. Now, I made a mistake. Whose opinion are we hearing? No. Arjuna's opinion. But, in one sense, I didn't make a mistake. Should we accept Arjuna's opinion? Why? Right. We should accept Arjuna's opinion on this basis. Who is sitting on his chariot? The supreme authority is sitting on his chariot. So yes, I think it would be safe to say that accepting Arjuna's opinion is a good idea, since Krishna, amongst all the people on that battlefield, is sitting on Arjuna's chariot. That kind of indicates this Arjuna must be pretty special, important person. And it is a conclusion of Bhagavad Gita that since Arjuna did surrender to Krishna, we should follow in the footsteps of Arjuna by surrendering. Let's all surrender, everybody. Let's go to text number 19. Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam. Ananta bahum shashi surya netram. Pasyami tvam dipta hutasha vaktram. Svate jasa vishvam idang tapantam. Please repeat, anadi, without beginning, madhya, middle, antam, or end, ananta, unlimited, viryam, glories, ananta, unlimited, bahum, arms, shashi, the moon. What's a name for Lord Chaitanya that has this shashi in it? Isn't there a name of Lord Chaitanya which has this shashi in it? Anybody know? No. With shashi in it. No, that's Sachi. This is shashi. Mayapur shashi. Yes? He is the moon of Mayapur. And there's another one too. That's the one I'm thinking of. Surya and sun. Netram, eyes. Pasyami, I see. Twam, you. Deepta, blazing. Hutasha vaktram. Fire coming out of your mouth. Svatejasa, by your radiance. Vishvam, universe. Idam, this. Tapantam, heating. Please repeat. You are without origin, middle, or end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms. And the sun and moon are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming forth from your mouth. burning this entire universe by your own radiance. Purport. There is no limit to the extent of the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here and in many other places, there is repetition. But according to the scriptures, repetition of the glories of Krishna is not a literary weakness. It is said that at a time of bewilderment or wonder or of great ecstasy, statements are repeated over and over. That is not a flaw. Let us go on to text number 20. Dhyava prithivyor idam antaranghi vyaptang tvayakena dishascha sarva drisvad bhutam rupam ugram tavedam lokatrayam pravyatitang mahatman. Please repeat. Dyao, from outer space. Apritivyo, to the earth. Idam, this. Antaram, between. He, certainly. Vyaptam, pervaded. Tvaya, by you. Ekena, alone. Disha, directions. Cha, and. Sarva, all. Dristva, by seeing. Adbhutam, wonderful. Rupam, form. Ugram, terrible. Tava, your. Idam, this. Loka, the planetary systems. Trayam, three. Pravyatitam, perturbed. Mahatman, O great one. Please repeat. Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets, and all space between. O great one. Seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed. Purport. Dhyav a prativyo, the space, that's the purport. Dhyav a prativyo, the space between heaven and earth, and lokatrayam, the three worlds, are significant words in this verse because it appears that not only did Arjuna see this universal form of the Lord, but others in other planetary systems saw it also. Arjuna's seeing of the universal form was not a dream. All whom the Lord endowed with divine vision saw that universal form on the battlefield. Let's continue. Text 21. Ami hi tvam sura sangha dashanti kechid bita pranjalayo grananti swasti yuktva maharshi siddha sangha stuvanti tvam stutibi pushkalabi. Please repeat. Ami, all those, he, certainly, tuam, you, sura sangha, groups of demigods, vishanti, are entering, kechit, some of them, bita, out of fear, pranjalaya, with folded hands, Grinanti, are offering prayers. Swasti, all peace. Iti, thus, uktva, speaking, Maharishi, great sages, Siddhasanga, perfect beings, Stuvanti, are singing hymns, Tvam, unto you, Stutibi, with prayers, Pushkalabi, Vedic hymns. Please repeat. All the host of demigods
are surrendering before you
and entering into you.
Some of them very much afraid
are offering prayers with folded hands.
Hosts of great sages and perfected beings,
crying all peace,
are praying to you
by singing the Vedic hymns.
Purport.
The demigods in all the planetary systems feared the terrific manifestation of the universal form and its glaring effulgence, and so prayed for protection. Text 22.
Rudra Ditya Vasavo Ye Chasadya
Vishveshvinau Marutas Choshmapascha
Gandharava Yakshasura Siddha Sangha
Vikshante Tvam Vismitaschaiva Sarve
Rudra.
Manifestations of Lord Shiva.
Aditya,
the Adityas.
Vasava,
the Vasus.
Ye,
all those.
Cha,
and.
Sadhyaha,
the Sadhyas.
Vishve,
the Vishve Devas.
Ashvinau,
the Ashvini Kumars.
Maruta,
the Maruts.
Cha,
and
Ushmapa,
the forefathers,
Cha,
and
Gandharva,
of the Gandharvas,
Yaksha,
the Yakshas,
Asura,
the demons,
Siddha,
and the perfected demigods,
Sangha,
the assemblies,
Vikshante,
are beholding,
Tvam,
you,
Vismita,
in wonder,
Cha,
also,
Eva,
certainly,
Sarve,
all. Please repeat, all the various manifestations of Lord Shiva,
the Adityas,
the Vasus,
the Sadhyas,
the Vishve Devas,
the two Ashvis,
the Maruts,
the forefathers,
Gandharvas,
the Yakshas,
the Asuras,
and the perfected demigods
are beholding you in wonder.
Let's keep going.
Rupam Mahate Bahubhatra Netram
Mahabaho Bahu Bahuru Padam
Bahudarang Bahudang Strakaralam
Drisva Loka Pravyati Tas Tataham
Rupam,
the form,
Mahat,
very great,
Te,
of you,
Bahu,
many,
Vaktra,
faces,
Netram,
and eyes,
Mahabaho,
O mighty armed one,
Bahu,
many,
Bahu,
arms,
Uru,
thighs,
Padam,
and legs,
Bahu Udaram,
many bellies,
Bahudangstra.
Many teeth.
Karalam.
Horrible.
Dristva.
Seeing.
Loka.
All the planets.
Pravyatita.
Perturbed.
Tata.
Similarly.
Aham.
I.
Almighty Armed One.
All the planets with their demigods
are disturbed at seeing your great form
with its many faces,
eyes,
arms,
thighs,
legs, and bellies,
and your many terrible teeth.
And as they are disturbed,
so am I.
Let's go.
Navaspraśaṁ diptam anekavarnaṁ
vyatānanaṁ
dipta viśālanetraṁ
trisvahi
tvaṁ pravyatitantar atmā
dṛtiṁ
navidāmi
samaṁ
ca viṣṇo.
Navaspraśaṁ,
touching the sky,
diptam,
glowing,
aneka,
many,
varnam,
colors,
vyata,
open,
ananam,
mouths,
dipta,
glowing,
vishala,
very great,
netram,
eyes,
drishtva,
seeing,
he,
certainly,
tvam,
you,
pravyatita,
perturbed,
anta,
within,
atma,
soul,
drittam,
excuse me,
drittim,
steadiness,
na,
not,
vindami,
I have,
shamam,
mental tranquility,
cha,
also,
Vishnu,
O
Lord Vishnu.
Please repeat.
O
all-pervading Vishnu,
seeing you with your many radiant colors,
touching the sky,
your gaping mouths,
and your great glowing eyes,
my mind is perturbed by fear.
I can no longer maintain my steadiness
or equilibrium of mind.
And we have time for one more.
Dangstra karalani chate mukani.
Drisvaiva
kalana la sannibhani.
Disho
na jane na labhe cha sharma.
Prasida
devesha
jagan nivasa.
Dangstra.
Teeth.
Karalani.
Terrible.
Cha.
Also.
Te.
Your.
Mukani.
Faces.
Dristva.
Seeing,
eva,
thus,
kala
anala,
the fire of death,
sanibhani,
as if,
disha,
the direction,
na,
not,
jane,
I know,
na,
not,
labhe,
I obtain,
cha,
and,
Sharma,
grace,
prasida,
be pleased,
deva
isha,
O
Lord of all lords,
jagat
nivasa,
O
refuge of the worlds.
So,
this word sharma,
grace,
is that the meaning of your,
no?
What is the meaning of your sharma name?
But it doesn't have any, it must have some meaning. I know, but it must have the meaning besides meaning a caste of Brahman. It's, words have other meanings. How do you know? Can you? So, your name is not Charm? Long A at the end? So it's long A at the end. Okay. Very good.
Yes, but could it be derived from this?
Ha! Thinking like a like a Sharma. Very good. So it does have a meaning. Okay. No, this says grace. Grace and shy are nowhere in the same ballpark. All right. So, Deva Isha, O Lord of all lords, and which becomes Devesha. So, that is a name for who? Krishna or Vishnu Narayan. Right, because he is the Lord of all other lords. And Jagat Nivasa, or Jagan Nivasa, refuge of the worlds. So we have some nice names for Krishna. All right, please repeat. O Lord of lords.
O Lord of lords.
O refuge of the worlds.
O refuge of the worlds.
Please be gracious to me.
I cannot keep my balance,
seeing thus your blazing death-like faces
and awful teeth.
In all directions,
I am bewildered.
Well, no purport there. All right, I guess we should stop at this point. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And one more time.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So the rest of the program, okay, we're going to have RT at 8 o'clock. So our pujaris, whoever our pujaris are, should do the offering at 7:30, RT at 8. So for the next hour, we will have chanters. And whoever chants either has to explain the song or answer a question from me. So Dr. Radhakrishna, you're at the mic and you were the first one here. You get to sing the first song. Okay? And we now have 13 devotees online. Everybody say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Did you prepare a particular bhajan? Did you